And welcome back to Houston and the Tiger Den here at Houston is the favorable place to play as far as I'm concerned. I'm just talking about district tournaments.
Yeah, we like anyway, to call games here.
It's a good place to broadcast. Anyway, here we go. The Bears leading by 17 at the half, Marty. That's a big score without your top scorer from the last game scoring nothing. Dave Rogers doesn't have a point. But still, the Bears are playing good basketball right now and have the lead over the Tigers 36-19, led by the James brothers, both the James brothers and Will Banks. Kobe James has 10 points in the ballgame. Brady James has 9. Will Banks has 11. And then 6 points for Aiden Stewart. So nothing for Rogers in the first half, which is unusual, but he's a team player, and I'm sure he's not worried about that at all.
The more important stat there is that the Bears are getting multiple people scoring, because that's
right.
How many times have we seen that this year where it's Colby and Jace, and then
that's it.
Maybe one or two from somebody else. But
right.
The fact that Will Banks and Brady James and Aiden Stewart are all contributing a lot in the first half, that's a big stat for the Bears.
It is big stat. Derek Helms, the Helms brothers lead the Seymour team, and Derek has 10 points at the half, and his brother Truman has 2, and then it's Henry with 2 and Connor Young with 2 and a three-pointer from Hepco, and that's their scoring. Turnovers have been minimal. These are two good basketball teams. They don't turn the ball over a lot. Seymour's turned it over twice. The Bears have turned the ball over one time, so good ball game, especially if you're a Bear fan.
Not a lot of fouls, quick pace. Yeah, I mean, it's just now 5 o'clock, a little after five, and we're halfway through a basketball game.
Halfway
so
home.
That's not bad, especially when the good guys are on top 36-19, and we've got another half to go. Here from the Class 3 District 10 Boys Tournament, this is the first of three tonight in this tournament. This is the 4 and 5 seed game. Of course, the winner will take on the amazing, phenomenal, wonderful Thayer Bobcats, the top seed. They are they're tremendously talented, and you're playing for the right to get a crack at Thayer on Thursday. And then the bottom half of the bracket, the number 2 seeded Liberty Eagles will take on the 7 seeded Houston Tigers at 6 tonight. Gary Lee's getting warmed up. He'll have that one for you.
He's already here.
He's ready to roll. Mike Grace is over there. He's ready to do the Altman Licking game. It's coming up. That's the nightcap at 7:30.
It's an old broadcasters tonight. Convention here.
That'll be on K95, so you can listen to the rest of this tournament all evening long.
Right.
So there you go. There's your basketball schedule for the evening. We will have another game for you tomorrow night in Seymour. We'll go back to Seymour. They also have a new gym at Seymour, and we like it, but we prefer Houston just a little bit a little bit more than Seymour's. But we'll go back to Seymour Land tomorrow night. The Lady Bears playing in the district semifinals, and it's a big SCA rival game in the semis. The Lady Bears taking on Liberty, the 2 and 3 seed matchup, and it'll be the fourth time those two teams have played this year. And you don't get to play a team 4 times very often in a season.
Don't know for sure where we lost you here, but we lost somewhere along the line, but I think we got most of the Bear facts in.
Yeah, we were previewing the Lady Bears game for tomorrow. Again, that's 7:30. Bears Liberty League. Lady Eagles will have that semifinal game for you, and then hopefully we'll have another game on Thursday if the Bears can wrap this one up. And strong first half. One of the best first halves, really, for the Bears this season.
Before
the game, we were asking the question, who's motivated to go get this win? And, you've got Thayer waiting for you. But I think the Bears have certainly answered that in the first half with they're motivated, ready to go out and get a win here, get a district win, something they didn't get last year.
Sure. Yeah, I get a little closer to that 500 mark. Probably not going to make the 500 season, but it's going to be real close. And the Bears play again, as you talked about, before the game, that tough schedule, one of the toughest in the state.
Yeah, in Class 3, actually ranked as the 10th hardest schedule of any team in Class 3 in the state. So that tells you what kind of schedule the Bears have had this year. So our athletic director, we'll need to do some work on that between here and next.
Seymour has the ball, and we're underway in the third quarter. Bears leading 17 points.
All starters back out there. Tigers will try to make a run here in the third quarter. Derek Helm gets it to the paint, forces one up. It's short. Rebound is tipped. Henry's got it. His pass so tipped, and Brady James does some fancy dribbling to control the possession for the Bears. Colby at the logo will set things up. Shades to the right side, draws two defenders, pitches it to Rogers in the corner. Up top to Wilbanks. Wilbanks holds it above his head. Go back to Rogers on the right side. Rogers bounces it to Wilbanks. Out in the corner, Stewart for three, in and out. Rebound Henry for the Tigers. Ahead to Rasmussen. In the corner, Helms gets fouled. It's Truman Helms. The hand check by Aiden Stewart, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
Bears only have, that's their fourth team foul of the game, and Stewart has two of them.
Tigers will inbound on the baseline. They'll fire it out to Young, back to Helm. Helm underneath, wide open, Rasmussen with the easy lay-in. Bear defense puts sleep on that one. And the Tigers hold within 15, 36-21 is the Bear lead. Brady James breaks the press, gets to Rogers, lays it up, rims out. And the Tigers are there for the rebound. Missed opportunity to Helm, layup good. Four quick points for the Seymour Tigers. Makes it 36-23.
I glanced down there at Coach Forrest to see if he wanted to call timeout, but he didn't.
Rogers breaks the press, ahead to Wilbanks. Braxton takes off, pushes one up, hoping for the contact. No whistle. Seymour on a break. Layup is good. There comes the timeout. 6-0 run by Seymour to start the third quarter. And the Bears take a timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Seymour on a 6-0 run here to start the second half. They have three baskets already and have cut into the lead now. Bear lead has been cut down to 11. And I just sensed Coach Forrest was going to call a timeout.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of get the guys back zoned in because Seymour has amped up their ball pressure and working a little bit.
Three baskets all been easy, and Seymour pulling out a full-court press now. Colby James lost the handle on it, but Brady's able to get it back. Trying to get it across midcourt, and does to Colby. Colby will take a big deep breath and get to work. Seymour really putting a lot of ball pressure on here in the third quarter. Colby over to Jace in the corner. Rogers bounces it to Colby, juggles it right on the corner, tries to throw it off of a Tiger, but he can't. Helms picks it up, and the Bears turn it over. Young up top to Helms. Truman Helm, as it tips, gets it back to Rasmussen at the logo. Seymour looking to extend a 6-0 run here to start the second half. Derek Helms, left side. Up top, Henry wants a long three. It is no good. Wilbanks in for the rebound. Ahead to Rogers. One arms it down to Wilson, to Stewart, rather. Stewart in the corner. Back to Colby James, and Colby will reset. Dribble to the logo, lobbing pass to Rogers, inside to Wilbanks. Nice pass, backdoor cut to Rogers, missed it. Rebound tips out of bounds, off Chase, and it will be Seymour ball. The Bears
is just having trouble with that layup.
Yeah. Rogers struggled with some shots like that in Houston the last time the Bears were here last week, so the rims in Houston not favoring Rogers right now. Seymour, half-court trapped by the Bears. Rasmussen gets it away to Helms. Helms wide open three, buries it, and Seymour on a 9-0 run to start the third quarter. Colby in traffic. Ahead to Brady. Down the floor to Rogers. Jace pulls back for three. Got it. Big three by Rogers. Showing some emotion. Gets a little frustration out with a big three there. It breaks a 9-0 run for Seymour. Helms in the corner. He wants to answer for three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Young. Rasmussen up top. Willow leading 39-28. Helms. Truman Helms. Nice dish to Henry. Count it and one. Seymour really is up the intensity here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they look like a different ball team.
George picked up his third.
Yeah, third foul on Aiden, so he's probably see Rutledge into the game, and sure enough, there he comes.
39-30, it's a 9-point Willow lead, led by 17 at halftime. Free throw is good by Henry, and Seymour has shaved 9 points off that halftime deficit. They're right back in this game midway through the third quarter. The James brothers break the press. Colby across the timeline, being chased and fouled by Elm. No, they're going to say he carried the ball.
Didn't see that, but
not at all. Colby, one of the best ball handlers you're going to see, and I didn't see any kind of carry there.
It wasn't Duggar that made the call.
No, it wasn't. Seymour takes it back off the Bear turnover. Chance to make it a two-possession game all of a sudden. Rasmussen picks up the dribble, fires to Truman, Helms Truman in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound Wilbank. Ahead to James. Colby to the free throw line. Floater in the paint goes down. Looking for a little contact. Didn't get a whistle, but he did get the basket. And the Bears back in front by 10. Helms underneath. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Seymour. And the Tigers turn it over. Turnovers have increased for both teams.
Yes, they have.
They're in the second half. Full court press again by Seymour. Colby lost the handle on the dribble and just dribbles out of bounds. Colby's a little rattled.
Yeah. The press is working for Seymour right now.
They got the athletes to do it. Waited till the second half to pull that out. Elm goes into the paint. He lost the handle on it. They're going to say it was touched by Willow. There was no bear anywhere close. Helms is driving to the basket and has lost the handle on it. But they're going to give it to Seymour with 3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Lob it to Henry. Henry on the block looking for a shot. Pushes it up and in. Seymour back to within 8. 3:20 to go third quarter. Colby to Jace. Rogers to the basket. Lays it up and in.
There
great
we go.
Move. Rogers starting to pick it up. And Willow back in front by 10. Rasmussen. To Helms, Truman Helms, to Derek Helms in the corner. Back to Truman, open three, got it. Four. Bulls to within 7. Bears break the press. Go back, has to wait. Gets it to Brady for 3, off the mark, rebound underneath. Wilbanks has it, puts it up, counted one. For the third time this game, Wilbanks won the chance for a 3-point play.
He was there underneath the basket for the missed shot by Brady James and put it back. So, valuable tool is Braxton Wilbanks. Didn't have him that first game. That was on Rasmussen, his first.
Chance for a 3-point play and a chance to put the Bears back up by 10 with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Wilbanks' free throw is good. Rattles in, 46-36. Bears have already eclipsed their point total from November when they played Seymour. Henry brings it across midcourt. Helms takes it himself all the way to the basket. Truman Helms will underhand layup. Take the pass. The Bears sit on it. He just took it to the basket. Colby across the timeline. Willow leading by 8. Colby gets around Henry. Big jump stop. Jumper is good. Colby James puts Willow back in front, 48-38. 2:15 to go third quarter. Henry at midcourt. Hands it to Rasmussen. Goes left side. Back to Rasmussen, right side for Henry. Up top. Tigers looking down low, passes tip, loose on the ground. Brady James picks it up. Brady needs some help. Gives it to Rutledge. Rutledge. Back to Brady, ahead to Colby, who will cross the timeline. Colby to Rogers on the left wing. Rogers takes the dribble, gets it back to Brady at the logo. Seymour collapsing back into the 3-2 zone here, and the Bears will take that time to catch their breath. Rutledge on the right side. Up top, Rogers. The free throw line floater in the paint, won't go, gets his own rebound, puts it up, missed it, rebound tips out of bounds off Wilbank, and it'll be Tiger ball. A couple of great opportunities by the Bears, just couldn't get it to go.
1:21 left to go in the quarter, which has been Seymour's quarter.
Yeah, it really has. Bears led by 17 at the half. They lead by 10 with a minute 20 to go in the third. Rasmussen will walk it down the floor. Just a little break to tie a shoe. Now we're back to action. Helms up top, open three, short. Rebound, though, to Seymour. Rasmussen underneath the Helms. Tie off the glass and in. Derek Helms with the basket. And it's back to an eight-point game. He's really just trading baskets here. Now a kick ball by Seymour out of bounds on that full-court press. The Bears lost to try it again. 55 seconds left to go in the third. Brady will inbound. But first, Eddie Duggar is going to make Brady tuck his shirt in. We've got to look presentable, boys. Get it into Colby in the backcourt. Colby. All the way to the base or the timeline, gets it across. Wilbanks wide open, didn't take the three, and that's probably some good discipline there by the junior. Bears running a little clock here. 40 seconds to go in the third, leading by eight. Brady James had a big three to end the half. Willow would like to draw something like that up again. Rutledge in the corner with 30 seconds to go. Back to Colby. Rutledge. Takes the dribble, bounces to Brady with 20 at midcourt to Colby with 18. They successfully ran the clock just about down to where they needed to be. Colby with 10, gets around the defenders. Colby to the free throw line, pass tip, stolen by Seymour. Then Colby knocks it out of bounds at midcourt. It'll stay with Seymour with 4.5 to go in the third. Playing backfired a little bit as all it takes is one bad pass, and Seymour has a chance to finish the quarter. Helms up top with three in the paint. Helms took an extra step, puts it up and in. And the Seymour Tigers are back in this game. Willow leads by six as we head to the fourth quarter. Willow leading 48-42. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back, fourth quarter. Could be exciting. Bears had a big lead at half, but outscored 23-12 in that last quarter. So they're back in the game, down by six.
Lots of ball pressure from the Seymour Tigers. They have made their run, and we've got a tight ball game as we start the fourth quarter. Colby in trouble, gets it to Stewart at midcourt. Aiden back in there with three fouls, fires it to Wilbanks in the corner. Rogers open three off the mark. Rebound Colby underneath. Colby goes back up with it. It runs out. He'll get a couple of free throws. Good effort by the sophomore and one of the shortest guys on the floor. He's also gotten one of the best verticals on the floor. He's skied for that rebound.
Yeah. Henry picks up his third foul for the Tigers. Colby at the line for two.
Wyatt Henry, the sophomore, really good player for Seymour. Free throw is short by Colby. Henry will come out. Connor Young back in. Colby with another free throw. Chance to make it a three possession game, and he does. 49-42, Willow by seven. It's underway here in the fourth quarter. From Houston, first round of the district tournament. Winner will play top seeded Sayre on Thursday night. Helms up top. Ian Rasmussen will play catch. Bears in the 3-2 zone. Rasmussen. The Helms, left side for Truman Helms. Truman dribbles in. His pass tipped, but Derek Helms back to get it. Right side for Rasmussen. Derek Helms. Young in front of the bleachers. Spins, hands it off to Helms. Tigers continue to work it around the arc, and the Bears defense trying to plug the holes from the third quarter where Seymour outscored them 23-12. There's a tip and a steal by Colby James. Ahead to Rogers. Jace lays it up and in. Athletic move by Colby and then Jace with the finish. Bears by nine. Truman Helms the other way. Left it short from the block. Rebound Wilbeck. Stewart Sass tipped out of bounds. Great effort by Rasmussen. He went into the four unsuspecting fans on the bleachers, but he can't quite save it. It'll be Bear ball with 6:33 to go in the ball game. Willow back in front by nine. Stewart inbounds to James. Colby has three maroon jerseys around him, and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 6:30 to play. Willow leads 51-42. Back in 30, listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Well, hats off to Coach Hastings and the Seymour Tigers. They turned this thing around in the second quarter. I think the key to it has been ball pressure. They put a lot of pressure on the ball.
Bears leading by 9, 6.5 minutes left to play. Willow with the ball. Brady James to Stewart in the corner. Aiden takes the dribble, picks it up, needs some help. Tied up, he'll bounce it to Wilbank, back to Colby. Seymour's defensive pressure, like Larry was saying, has been excellent here in the second half. Rogers pass too slow, and it's picked off by Helms. Helms to the basket, layup is good. Derek Helms, transition baskets have really gotten Seymour back in this game.
Yes, they have.
After trailing by 17, they trail by 7. Stewart throws it into traffic. Brady James picks it up, fires one up, no good. Wilbanks with the follow, count it, and 1. And some fortunate events there happened for the Bears in order to get that basket and a chance for a 3-point
play. Should have been another turnover.
Ball was loose, and Brady had been on the ground, and he just stood up, and there was the ball. Didn't get the basket, but Wilbanks with a chance for a 3-point play. Free throw is good. Braxton has done that so well today. Gotten contact, gotten the basket, puts Willow up by 10. 54-44, 5:40. Left to go in the ball game. Derek Helms at midcourt. There's a left side for Rasmussen. Back to Truman Helms on the right side. Holds it above his head. Back to Henry, back into the game. Young. Bounce it to Rasmussen. Bears good in the half court set. It's been the transition that's killed them. Here comes a 3 in the corner. No good. Over the top of the rim. Stewart there to make the catch. He'll throw it ahead to Colby James. 5 minutes left to play. There's one ball control and some good looks here. 5 minutes to play, a 10-point lead. Colby up top, pulls back for 3, and he's got it. You can see Coach Forrest raising his arms like, that's not what I want, but it went down. Colby's 3 puts the Bears back up by 13, and a timeout by Coach Hastings and the Tigers. 4:42 to play. Willow up by 13. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Houston. Bears and Tigers going at it here with the game a little bit back and forth. Bears had a big advantage at halftime. And then Seymour came back and outscored the Bears 23-12 in the third quarter to cut into that lead drastically and get within 6, but the Bears have kind of extended it back a little bit here in the fourth quarter. They've outscored the Tigers 8-2 in this quarter.
Winner will play Thayer Thursday night, 6 o'clock here in Houston, in the semifinal of the district tournament. Tigers with a brand new facility hosting a boys' district tournament. Of course, the girls being hosted in the brand new gym at Seymour. Tigers have the ball as we're back to action after the timeout by Coach Hastings. Helms to Henry. Bears switch to a man defense. Helms underneath. Truman Helms puts it up and in. Nice shot from the paint. And the Tigers pulled within 11. Nearing the halfway point. Now a steal by Derek Helms underneath. Shot up. No good. Rasmussen with the follow. No, but he's fouled. And Rasmussen will go to the line. Shooting 2 for the Tigers, not what you want to give.
Nope.
Seymour, if you're Willow, turned it over and then complicated that by putting him on the line. And a chance for some free throws here for the Tigers.
Rasmussen.
Coach Hastings talking with the officials, now talking with the scorers table.
Don't know what that
was about. Not sure what they're talking about.
Foul was clearly on Brady James of the Bears.
Yeah, I don't think there's any issue there. Rasmussen free throw is good. Back to a 10-point game. Rasmussen can get it back to single digits halfway through the fourth quarter. Second one is no good, but Seymour there for the rebound. Put it up, missed it. Rebound. Henry again put it up, missed it. Wilbanks with the rebound. clears it to Colby. Colby, three maroon jerseys on him. Lots of contact. Somehow he gets it away to Rogers. Jace getting fouled. And the fans definitely helped out, I think, with that foul call. It took the entire Willow section to alert the official that that was probably a foul.
I haven't heard this year our fans get so rowdy as they did on that play.
Wow. And it worked.
I think
they helped get it.
Second foul on Rasmussen.
Colby into the front court. Bounces to Rogers. Jay thought about the three. Does not pull the trigger and bounces it back to Colby at midcourt. Brady James on the right side. Stewart in the corner. Crosses it up to Rogers. Chase in the paint. Dishes to Stewart. They're playing a little bit of keep away here and looking for a good shot. Colby throws it to Stewart in the corner. Stewart up top to Colby. Into the corner for Jace. Rogers open three. Short rebound tipped by Wilbank. Saved by Braxton to Brady James. Bounce it to Stewart. And the Bears will reset with Brady at the logo. Good sequence by the Bears. Lots of contact by Seymour, but again, not blowing that whistle. Colby traps, one arms it over to Rogers. 3 minutes left to play. The Bears have ran about a minute. Brady helps sell that a little bit as Henry gives him the arm as he goes by. And that'll be the fourth team foul on Seymour, so the Bears will shoot for the rest of the game. 3 minutes left to play, leading by 10. And ran a minute off the clock on this, so still it's the same possession. Brady gets it across the timeline. It's tipped, though, stolen. Helms takes it to the basket, lays it up, and in. 8-point game. Full court thrust by the Tigers. Bears get it into Brady. Brady in the backcourt, bounced it ahead to Rogers, to Colby across the timeline. Colby gets fouled again.
Fouled twice on that play.
Well, finally sent him to the line with the fifth.
Foul. Foul button.
And the Willow fans getting a little chippy.
Hepco picks up the foul, his fourth.
8-point lead for the Bears, 2:34 left to go. Colby back at the free throw line. First one is good. Henry in for Young for the Tigers. Bears led by 17 at the half. Really a strong push by Seymour in this second half, but the Bears still holding on to a 10-point lead with 2.5 minutes left to play. Colby makes the most. Rasmussen into the front court. It's a Helms. Helms pass taken away by Colby James. Colby, 3-on-2, pulls it back. Trapped. Throws it to Wilbank. Left side for Rogers, up top to Stewart. Stewart draws the defense. To Wilbanks at the free throw line. Braxton takes the dribble in, draws the foul, and Braxton will go to the line shooting free throws.
It'll come down to if you can make your free throws, you think, now?
Yeah.
2-11
yeah.
Left in the game. Probably. Although the Bears do have to handle it coming down court. That's that ball pressure and not have turnovers.
Wilbanks. Free throw is good. Braxton's had a big afternoon. 18 points. For Wilbanks, if you get that kind of production by Wilbanks, you're going to win games.
The W's are going to come up.
Second free throw is good. 19 for Braxton and the Bears in front by 12. 2:05 left to play. Tigers cross court. Helms in the corner for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound. Truman Helms put it up. No good. Rebound tipped again, out of bounds off of Seymour, and it's Willow Ball with 1:54 left to play. Liberty and Houston coming up next. That game on the Fox, 96.9. Colby in the backcourt. Two maroon jerseys in front of him, throws it down to Wilbank. Stewart was standing open under the basket, didn't see him. Rogers will back it out. To the James brothers with 1:35 to play. Colby sandwiched and a timeout called by Coach Forrest. 90 seconds to play. Bears look like they may be on their way to a semifinal berth in the district tournament, leading by 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Welcome back to Houston. Nearing the end of the game with the Bears leading by 12, 61 to 49, but the Tigers have made a battle of it here in the second half. They could have given up and gone home after that first half, but they didn't do it. They came out. They're a good basketball
team. They really are. Very good team. They're going to finish the season above 500, and
they came out
quality
ready,
win.
Came out ready to play in the second half with a lot of ball pressure and good defense on the Bears and have made a game of it.
Bears will inbound at midcourt. Get it into Colby, who's trapped, dribbles out of it, gets to the logo, and will wait for the Tigers to come get him. They chase him, gets it away to Brady. Brady on the left side, back to Colby in midcourt. With 1:20 left to play. Rogers to Wilbanks in the corner. Wilbanks goes baseline. He'll kick it back to Brady. Seymour not actively fouling here, but they are pressuring the ball. And now a foul on Seymour.
Timeout.
No, they're going to call a foul on Seymour. It's a very light foul.
I didn't see
what I would expect.
I thought Seymour to call the timeout.
Brady James will go to the line, shooting a couple with 1:06 left to play.
Third foul on Rasmussen. Seymour.
Free throw is good by Brady. Coming up next, Liberty in Houston, and then looking at Alton. Both games will be on the Fox, 96.9, Curtis Weston now. So Gary's
okay.
in here for
okay.
two straight.
Doubleheader.
And you can just keep that dial locked on the Fox after this one's over. Second free throw is good by Brady. Willow 63-49, a minute to play. The Bears are going to get a rematch with the Thayer Bobcats in 2 days. Brady laps the pass, but Helms back to get it. Rasmussen on the right side, in the corner. Three ball by Henry is good. Wyatt Henry for three, and a quick timeout by Coach Hastings and the Seymour Tigers. We'll take one more quick 30-second time away. Come back for the conclusion of this one. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Only have one gripe about Houston and the scoreboard. You see
really?
It?
Really? Yeah. What's the gripe?
They left our W off of Willow. We're Willow. W-I-L-L-O.
Well, all right. Back to action. Perfect. Bears get it in. Pressured in the backcourt. Colby needs some help. And that's a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. They had Colby pinned in the corner. There was nothing he could do. So, Coach Forrest will burn that timeout. 63-52 Bears with 45 seconds left to play here in Houston, and the Bears with a really good effort this afternoon, and they're going to avenge that opening game loss. And I know that was a tough loss back at the first game of the year. Lots of excitement around the basketball team, and just kind of a tough way to start the season. But the Bears team, that shows that that they've grown, and of course, Wilbanks has been a huge factor in the second time these two teams have met, but big win for the Bears this afternoon, and it's still some time to go, but things looking really good. Don't forget, we'll have a game tomorrow night, 7:30 tip-off in Seymour, the Lady Bears and Liberty Lady Eagles in the semifinals on the girls' side of things in Seymour.
Kobe James and Braxton Wilbanks have led the scoring for the Bears this afternoon, and that's always good to hear when you got somebody besides Rogers and Colby doing it all. And Braxton really has filled the gap well today.
And Brady James stepped
and
up.
Brady's going to be in double figures, yeah.
Brady will inbound for the Bears with 42 seconds left. Gets it to Colby. Colby being chased. He's got two maroon jerseys. Brady's back there to help him out. Brady in the deep backcourt. Bears going to have to hurry to get it across midcourt, and they don't. Eddie Duggar holds up two hands, 10-second call. Bears will turn it over. This Tiger team really athletic. They play defense well, and if they would have switched to that pressure a little earlier, then it might have been a different outcome.
So, ball switches back over to the Seymour Tigers with 32
Seniors
seconds left.
Coming off for the Tigers, Rasmussen and Young exiting the court. Nice moment for those two guys, and the Bears create a steal as Stewart gets it back to Brady James. 20 seconds left to play. Colby will get it into the front court. And you forget on the other side of things how quickly that senior season is over for these players. That's at the current fill to swallow. Bears going to survive the advance with 3 seconds. Jace Rogers will hold the ball. Bear fans on their feet, and Willow advances with a 63-52 victory over the Seymour Tigers. We'll come back and wrap it up in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK. Back in Houston, the Bears with first-round victory over the Seymour Tigers today, 63-52, the final, joined by Coach Forrest. And, Dustin, we talked a lot about, you know, how bad do you want it? Because you've got Thayer waiting, and the Bears had a little extra sense of motivation, I think, from that earlier season loss. And, man, that first half was about as good as we've seen the Bears play.
Yeah,
all year.
You know, I went in the locker room and said, guys, listen, we probably played as good as we possibly could. And, you know, you come out and do that, and you just don't know. You know they're going to make an adjustment, and they're going to do something different. And it's how do we adjust to it. But we played, held them to 19 points. You know, I told Jace Rogers had 0 points at halftime. I said, you, I mean, their kid's averaging 25 a game, and he had 6 at halftime. You know, he did a good job defensively.
Yeah,
we just made, I mean, really, we made just perfect decisions in the first half and worked the ball, and Braxton played well inside. We played well inside and out, and then executed the play there at the buzzer at halftime and got exactly the shot we were looking for, and Brady hit it. So came out in the second half, and I knew, we talked that they're going to come press us, and they did a good job. Their press bothered us more than I thought it would, but they got some quick guys up front, but we were able to, you know, they made a little run there. We were able to come right back, get some big shots. Jake did a big three down here to kind of shut their run down, and sitting late there, we were able to get to a point where we switched back to our zone there in the last 3 minutes, and when the people are, I knew they were trying to get threes, and that's pretty good defense when they're trying to throw it around the perimeter, and Colby does a really good job of making those passes back on them, and I think we got 3 steals in a row, so, hey, district win. That's awesome.
Absolutely, and everybody contributed, a great win for the team, and, hey, now you can, like Coach Wilson always said, we want another day of practice.
That's right.
We got another day of practice tomorrow, and playing with house money, you got the Bobcats, and nobody in the world thinks Willow has any kind of chance against the Bobcats, so you can go and just go after it and see what happens, right?
Hey, you know, here's the deal. You play the game for a reason.
Right.
You know, big goal in the next couple of days is to get our guys to believe that we can compete with them. And we did it for a half.
Yes, sir.
We did it for a half this year. You got to put together something. But, you know, Coach Pitts, he's not a Hall of Fame coach for no reason. He's going to have his boys ready, and I'm excited for the opportunity, you know, just to, like you said, there's a lot of teams not practicing tomorrow, and we're one of them that's going to be practicing. So that's what you want. And we got a relatively young team, and getting a district win and get a little payback, a team that beat us first game of the year. You know, we're gonna build off that confidence, and we're gonna roll in here Thursday night and get there all we got. I don't
there
know if you know that. Hope it's enough, but we're gonna give them all we got. So
sounds good.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good win today for Coach Forrest and the Bears again. 63-52. Is the final, and we'll have some quick stats, and we'll let Gary Lee get in here and switch over to Fox for the next 2 district basketball games.
Bears were led in scoring by Braxton Wilbanks with 19, 18 for Colby James, and 11 for Brady James, 7 for Rogers, and that was the scoring for the Bears on the Seymour side of the ledger. They were led by Derek Helms with 22 points, 13 for his brother Truman Helms. Then it was 10 for Henry, 3 for Hepco, 2 for Young, and 3 for Rasmussen. Seymour turned the ball over 8 times. The Bears turned it over 9 times, and they only had 1 in the first half. So they turned the ball over 8 times. Seymour put up the ball pressure. Good team. But the Bears come out victorious in the ball game, 63-52.
Lady Bears semifinal tomorrow night, 7:30 from Seymour with the Bears and the Liberty Lady Eagles, and then we'll be back with you Thursday night, 6 o'clock for the Bears and the Thayer Bobcats back in Houston. For Curtis Ballou at the studio, for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good evening from Houston.